Saturday is the deadline for New York voters to get their ballots in the mail for school board elections and to approve school board budgets. Karen DeWitt reports.
All of the voting will be by mail. Under an executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo, voters are permitted to use the absentee ballot option to cast their votes. Robert Schneider, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, explains the new procedures.
School districts can set up secure ballot boxes or mail slots where a voter could walk up to the building and deliver it, or use the traditional post office mailing system.
That means voters who don't want to drop ballots off through a slot have to mail them by Saturday to get them to the schools in time for the deadline. Perhaps an even bigger challenge facing schools is that districts presenting their proposed budgets to voters don't really know how much money they'll receive from the state. New York faces a $13 billion deficit after revenues plummeted due to the economic shutdown in response to the pandemic. Cuomo has said repeatedly that if a fourth federal relief package does not include money for state and local governments, $8 billion in cuts will need to be made. Schneider says most schools are budgeting with little hard data.
The word is uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen, and it's very tough for our school districts to budget.
Many districts are recommending staff and program reductions or relying on attrition and early retirement incentives to cut costs. Others are dipping into reserve funds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.